More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Mitch Tyke. If you're like the Lake Effect crew, you've been taking advantage of the nice weather, rain aside, to take to your bicycles. It is unlikely, though, that you'd be riding an old-fashioned high wheel or early tricycle down the streets, unless, of course, if you're on the streets of Old World Wisconsin in Eagle. The Living History Museum has opened a new interactive experience it hopes will help participants catch wheel fever. Old World Director Dan Fries says participants get to ride an old-style tricycle and pose atop a replica high wheel while learning about the bicycling boom of the late 19th century. Fries and interpreter lead Ryan Schwartz gave Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce a preview of the experience, and Fries explains how the museum came up with this participatory feature.
We started to think about bicycling because we knew that bicycling was popular in Wisconsin back in the 19th century as well as today. So we thought it would be an interesting topic to explore as part of a new experience. And as we started to look into the history, we learned that a new book was about to be released by the Wisconsin Historical Society Press entitled Wheel Fever. And we began working with one of the authors, Nick Hoffman, to help us kind of think through what we might be able to do here at Old World that would introduce our guests to the bicycle fever that was sweeping Wisconsin back in the 1890s.
Tell us a little bit about that bicycle craze toward the end of the 19th century.
Bicycling had been around in Wisconsin for really just a very short period of time, but in the 1890s, a couple things happened. First of all, the high-wheel bicycles, when people envision old-fashioned bicycles, they usually think of the high-wheel bicycles, and we have a couple of those as part of the experience that people can sit on and pedal, but they're stationary, so they can't go anywhere and they can't fall and hurt themselves. But right about that time in the 1890s, there started to be some advancements in the technology associated with cycling, and the new safety bicycles were coming out that were safer to ride, hence the name, and also more comfortable because they used air-filled pneumatic tires as opposed to the hard rubber tires. So it was really about comfort and safety that really made it much more accessible and more friendly to folks as far as getting involved in cycling.
Well, why don't we head into the experience?
Sure. So one of the first things as folks walk into the site, we knew from the very beginning that the real draw here was going to be the bicycle riding activity. So inside the shed, we have a variety of stations that we've set up to occupy people and engage them in exploring bicycling history while they're waiting their turn to ride on a bicycle. And as you enter the shed, one of the things that we've done is, again, we're trying to keep everything within the context of the 1890s. So instead of having a modern sign out here saying, you are now entering Catch Wheel Fever, we've disguised the orientation to the experience as a 19th century looking broadside. So it gives you all the information that you need to know as far as the fact that it's the Badger Wheelman Cycling Club, which incidentally was a real cycling club in Milwaukee in the late 19th century. And they're meeting here today. They've essentially taken over this shed as their meeting location. And while you're in here, you know, interacting with them, you can have your portrait taken with you and your bicycle. We mentioned that all ages are welcome because from the very beginning we wanted this to be an experience that was as much for adults as well as kids. And again, just trying to encourage people to come in and to explore this wheel fever.
This was a craze that swept the country. What did it look like here in Wisconsin?
Well, I think Wisconsin, to some extent, mirrored what was going on in the rest of the country. I think the thing that made a big difference here in Wisconsin was very quickly the bicycling movement equated into improvements in the road system. And one of the reasons people come to Wisconsin today to ride bicycles is because, you know, the great roads out in the rural countryside, and it was very similar back in the 19th century. The other thing is because we had already established a good manufacturing basis in particularly southeastern Wisconsin, as soon as the bicycling craze hit, all of a sudden you had factories in Milwaukee and Kenosha and other places beginning to manufacture bicycles and bicycle parts. And so all the stuff that you needed for cycling was very readily available.
Was it different out in the frontier, in some of the less established places like what Old World Wisconsin represents?
Yeah, bicycling was really more of an urban activity. And even when it did take place out in rural areas, it was, for example, a club like the Badger Wheelmen coming out from Milwaukee to ride on the country roads. It wasn't a local bicycle club located in Eagle, Wisconsin. So it was still very, very urban-oriented in terms of who was riding bicycles. Now, as you got into the 20th century, that changed, and it didn't take very long before people all over Wisconsin, both urban and rural, were riding on bicycles.
Well, so Ryan, can you give us an introduction here into the Badger Wheelmen Cycling Club's headquarters here?
Yeah, please, come on in. Of course, as you come in, if you listen closely, you can hear some examples of late 1890s cycling music. Because, of course, as Dan mentioned, that when these clubs were going out into the countryside, they would go in large groups together, and it was considered a very social affair. And so as they ride along, they're riding along in a big group, and they would sing, of course, as they went along, something as entertainment as well as looking at the sights all around. And so I think that's the first thing that people will notice when they come in, is that when they step through the door, just as you guys did, you will start to recognize that you're kind of stepping away from our current modern time period and back into what it would have been like in the 1890s, because you're getting not only the sights of one of these club halls, but as well as the sounds.
And Ryan, I see that there's this great sign over here, "Talk like a wheelman." Was there a specific language that was
used?
Yeah,
there was a definite lingo that they would have had back in this time period. For instance, we always warn guests not to take a header, because taking a header means they're going to flip over the handlebars and get hurt, which thankfully there's no real risk of that because we're riding tricycles here, as opposed to the high wheel bicycles that they'll see in a moment.
And yes, I see one of these high-wheel bicycles behind us. I mean, this is, kind of when I think of old-timey bicycles, this is what I'm thinking of. Is that maybe a mistake that's kind of immediately where my mind goes?
I don't think so, because the high-wheel bicycle was the first sort of bicycle that really started to take hold in the United States. Before that, they had something called a velocipede, which was also known as a bone shaker. That was one of their terminologies, is that a bone shaker was a very rough vehicle that didn't have a very smooth ride. The first time you could really start getting a smooth ride on a bicycle was with these high wheels. And so high wheels were very expensive, though, so that's why, again, it's an urban sort of a thing. So only people in the city could usually afford them. It wasn't until you started seeing the safety bicycles that it became generally affordable for a lot of people. So you started seeing these in the 1880s and early 1890s.
Looking at this high wheel bicycle, it looks so strange to us today, but really the mechanics seem very similar. Is that kind of one of the themes you're going for, is that there really is a connection today to the activities of yore?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And one of the things that we want people to notice is the technology associated with the bicycles. And with the high wheel bicycle, I mean, the rider sitting directly above the pedals, the one thing that you'll notice is there's no chain, there's no opportunity to actually move the gearing back underneath where the rider sits. And that changed in the 1890s with the chain drive that was used on the newer, what they called safety bicycles. And we have an example of a safety bicycle here in the shed. And this is actually a bicycle that was manufactured in Kenosha. So it's a locally made bicycle made in 1899 by the Sterling Company. But as you can see, that one of the things that changed from the high wheel to the safety bicycle is the fact that the rider can now, with the chain drive, move back farther on the bicycle and kind of be centered a little bit more over the two wheels. So it's a much more stable, safer, and hence the name, ride than what you'd get on the high wheel.
Was the experience of bicycling different between men and women, especially, as that technology changed?
Oh, certainly, certainly. Of course, if you're familiar at all with the look of a high-wheel bicycle, it's very difficult for a lady who has to wear these long, flowing dresses in order to ride with proper dignity. It's very difficult to imagine a woman in proper dress actually getting on and riding one of these things. But when the safety bicycle started to appear, which doesn't look too much different than what many people ride today, it became much more possible. And you also saw the advent of the tricycle, which, again, we have available for guests to ride here. That would have been more of a vehicle that women would ride. And you also started to see this as a part of a social revolution among women as well. Frances Willard, who lived for a while in the Janesville area, she was a very vocal advocate of the women's rights movement. And she wrote a whole book about how she enjoyed riding bicycles because she believed it was part of a woman's liberation movement. And so bicycles took a very key role in women's rights in this time period.
Well, why don't you show us this tricycle you have over here? It looks like it's a double tricycle.
Yeah, this is essentially made for children. It's a two-seater. As you can see in the back, you have the position where maybe an older child would be able to sit and be able to pedal. And then up front, you have a much smaller seat for a much smaller child. And this is an actual original artifact that we have also started to fix up and make it look like it would have back in the olden days. We've reupholstered it and added a new rubber tire onto the front. But this is something that we recovered and saved out of Pennsylvania, and we brought here because we thought it would show an interesting way that children would have been able to ride these sort of vehicles. eBay was really helpful because, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, that's how we happened to get a hold of this one. We found an ad for it.
And the Sterling
yeah. Also were found via eBay. And then we're working with South Shore Bicycle, I believe, to restore the safety bike.
Well, what's this display over here? It looks like a bicycle repair shop, an early bicycle repair shop.
Yeah, that's exactly the idea. We actually based this off of an image that we found that came out of Oshkosh. And it shows a very typical bicycle repair shop. You have a lot of the common items that you would have found in such a place. You, of course, have your shelvings for all of your accoutrement, if you prefer. It has your oil cans and all of your tools. You also have a vise where you'd be working on things like putting the pedals together that you'd use on one of these bicycles. You have a pneumatic pump, which again is a new innovation in the 1890s, the idea that you can have tires that will actually inflate and won't throw you off of the bicycle at the slightest rock in the road. In fact, most of your listeners will be familiar with Michelin tires. Came out of France. They actually got their start in pneumatic tires, making tires for bicycles, and then later, of course, transitioned into automobile tires.
One of the other things that we're doing with the workbench area is really bringing into a history story the idea of science and technology, because oftentimes history museums kind of ignore the fact that there was science and technology associated with the past. And this allows us to bring in some hands-on activities that our guests may have seen before, but maybe in a more traditional science museum environment, but we can place them into the historical context of 1890s Wisconsin and weave it into the historical story about cycling.
But of course, the highlight of this experience is getting to go and ride the bicycles. So why don't we head on out?
Sure. Are you ready to ride one?
I'm a little nervous, actually.
Why don't we have Ryan demonstrate how to get on and off one of these, and then we'll give you an opportunity to take a spin yourself.
Sounds great.
Okay, so the best way to do this is once you have the tricycle in front of you, there's going to be a bar that you're going to have to step over, and that will place you directly behind the handlebars. So once you're in this position, you can put two hands on the handlebars and put a foot back on one of the pedals.
These are wooden block pedals, it looks like.
Yes, these are wooden block pedals, nothing metal, nothing to actually hold your feet in place, so this is definitely not made for racing. So what you can do is you can put your foot back on that block pedal, and you're just going to push yourself up onto the seat. Because if you're sitting on top and if you're at the right size for it, your feet should be hanging about 2 or 3 inches off the ground. Now, these have a very basic drive chain, so it makes the ride a little bit easier for you. But then once you're up, all you do is you push off, and away you go.
All right, I'm up, and now
it takes a little bit of a push.
A little bit of a push. Oh, my goodness. Ah!
Dan Fries is director of Old World Wisconsin and Eagle, and Ryan Schwartz is interpreter lead for the Living History Museum's new interactive experience, Catch Wheel Fever, now open to the public. They spoke with Stephanie Lecce, who is currently still riding that tricycle, and was assisted by interns Audrey Nowakowski and Brooke Dowden. Old World Wisconsin will also be hosting a special event July 19th featuring the Wheelmen, a group of antique bicycling enthusiasts. Visitors can sign up to take a 10-mile ride alongside these high-wheel bikes, watch a mock high-wheel bicycle race, or watch demonstrations. And if you just can't get enough of old-timey bicycles, you can also enter to win one of several editions of the new Wisconsin Historical Society Press's Wheel Fever, How Wisconsin Became a Great Bicycling State. You can go to wuwm.com/contests to enter. That is Friday's edition of Lake Effect, produced by the team of Dan Harmon, Bonnie North, and Stephanie Lecce, with web support from Michelle Maternowski, engineering from John Strelecki, and production assistance from the growing team of Eleanor Peterson, Brooke Dowden, and Audrey Nowakowski. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7. WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air comes your way next at 11 o'clock. And then at noon, it's Here and Now.